Once in a Lifetime by Kathy Kelly. Read by Jacqueline Tong. Prologue. Star Bluestone had talked to bees all her life. She talked to her flowers too, murmuring to the rare yellow poppies she'd nurtured from seeds gathered in the old Italianate garden 30 miles away across the Wicklow Hills. She and the young Kiwi gardener there had such great chats. He walking her through the orchard and reaching up to cradle a baby apple bud, the way another man might touch a woman. He understood that people who loved the soil talked to their plants and to the bees whose careful industry made their flowers bloom. Even though he was only 30 to Star's 60 years, he didn't think she was an eccentric old lady. Rather, he was impressed by Star's encyclopedic knowledge of plant life. His earnest, handsome face became animated when they talked. When she watched this kind boy, Star always remembered fondly that good gardeners make good lovers. Nobody capable of the tenderness required to separate delicate fronds of fern for replanting would ever be heavy-handed with another person's body. It had been a few years since Star had lain in a man's arms. She'd had many lovers. But the one she would remember for the rest of her life, the one whose memory was imprinted upon her skin, hadn't been a gardener. He'd been a poet, although that wasn't how most people knew him. To the world, he was a conventional man, handsome certainly, with beautiful manners and an important job waiting for him. To her, he was the man who sat with her under the stars and recited poetry as he traced his fingers along her face and talked about their future. That had been over 35 years ago. Star talked to her flowers and her beloved...